Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. A very warm welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is your favorite program, The Youth Station. I'm your host, Zainab, and I have with me my favorite co-host,
Asma.
Assalamu alaikum.
Of course, you're my favorite as well.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, yes.
How are you, Asma?
Well, fine. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. So, do you think tough times create strong men?
I don't know if it's safe to say unfortunately yes or fortunately. Which
why?
One?
Why that unfortunate and fortunate
well,
thing?
Well, unfortunately, because tough times are very difficult to tolerate.
All right.
The outcome might be nice and very interesting and worthy and all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the process is very difficult. So that becomes unfortunate because when you look back, you see that you're not the same person. You have been through too much and
right.
You're changed and it feels like you have grown too old.
All right.
You know what
so
I mean?
So the unfortunate thing is because you have grown
yes,
too old.
Exactly.
And women definitely do not like that.
Yes, they don't want to get old.
Older ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But have you really ever experienced this situation?
Of course. I have been going through tough times throughout my
life.
And
when you come after that wind, what is your feeling?
I'm the strongest person.
You're strong.
I can bear more.
And you're not depressed about what you have been through?
I'm not depressed at all because I believe that God gives toughest exams to those who he wants to be friends with.
Zainab, you know, this has been very much said all the time.
All right.
All the people say this.
All right.
But I guess when you are in difficulties, when you all are already in a cauldron of miseries, you don't see this, you know what I mean? I mean, yes, you are aware that you are in a testing process.
All right.
But many times you lose your temper.
Because there's something wrong with your faith.
Actually, this is the thing that I'm going to talk about more and more. The important thing about this notion that says tough times create strong people is that you must have a creed, you must have a strong belief. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If you don't have such a belief in yourself,
you will be done with it.
Tough situations are going to make weak people.
Yes, definitely.
I would say it would change you into a weak person.
Exactly.
Because as they say it, there's a nice quotation that says, when you come out of the wind, you're no longer the same person you entered it.
Yes.
So all the breaks and the difficulties that you've been through are not going to leave you.
Yeah.
They would stay with you forever. And every time you look back, you see that miserable person who has been through so much of his stuff all alone and maybe hopeless, he or she was.
I think we have a difference of opinion over here.
So you believe that for all the cases, tough situations create a strong people?
I won't say for all the people, but you need to
have... So we still are in the same boat.
Kind of, yeah. But I think when you look back, you are not always miserable. First thing, you have a very strong faith.
Yes.
Your belief is very strong. The toughest and the toughest situation is going to get easier for you. Because when you have this thing in your mind that this is a test from Allah and he has a plans to make me his friends, then the situation will become a little easier for you.
This is IRIB English Radio,
You're listening to Youth Station.
There's something called as comparisons. We have been avoided by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny.
So you say that we shouldn't compare ourselves to others.
There's a difference. We should compare and where we should not compare. Uh-huh. We are strongly recommended to compare ourselves with the people who have a very worse life than us. Uh-huh. We are strongly avoided. We have been advised, strongly advised not to compare yourself with the people who have a better life than you.
Exactly. So the gist is like this.
Yes.
When you are in a bad situation, look down.
Look down.
And when you are in a good situation, don't look too up.
Yes.
Because both situations, if you don't
whenever
do this,
you want to have a look, always look down.
Make problems
whether you're in a good situation, whether you're in a bad situation, always look down. Don't look up. Once you're comparing yourself with those who have a better life with you, it's going to get worse for you. It's going to get worse for you. And you have to remember this verse from Surah Fajr, I guess. The verse number 15 and the verse number 16.
Yes.
I won't explain the Arabic thing, but I'll just tell you one word. The word is ibtala. Ibtala. Allah says that when I give you, you are an ibtala. And when I don't give you are an ibtala.
Just for the audience, in order to make them know what is the equivalent for ibtala.
Test.
Exactly.
Test. I just wanted to mention that. When I'm giving you, you are in a test. But you feel...
Struggles. That happens in our life.
I'm testing you. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, Asma, Allah has given me a lot of... Say, for example, what matters in this world today? Money. Mm-hmm. Allah has given me a lot of money, but He says this is ibtila. This is a test. What is my
test?
They
don't see it. They don't understand that the good situation
they're in... Because the further verse says that when I give you that way, you say, I am blessed. You are not blessed. You are in ibtila. You're in a test.
You have been Allah put into a test and you're unaware of it.
You have a very toughest test than that person who does not have. Because Allah says in the first verse, when I give you, you are in a test. But you say that I am a blessed person. Mm-hmm. But when I don't give you, you are again in a test. You're again in ibtila. And you say that I am the worst person ever Allah could have given this calamity to. Mm-hmm. You know? But Allah says in both the cases, it's a test. See, when Allah gives me, for example, say materialistically, I have more money. My test is how I help poor. Mm-hmm. Do I amass this money or do I help the poor? Do I help the orphans? What is my test when I don't have? Patience.
Exactly. So that seems to be easier.
Yeah. So now, whatever the situation you are in, you're always in a state of test.
So life is just like that. We've been promised that everything we experience in this life is just a test.
Exactly.
Because
it's a
journey.
Yes.
And a very short one. So whatever that happens to us, whether it be good or bad, it's a test. So Zainab, according to what we said up until now, so we could conclude that tough situations create strong people. And then... easy times create weak men.
Easy times create weak men? Kind of, yeah.
Yes, yes, that's true as well, right?
Yeah.
Because they have never been into turbulent situations, so they don't know how to deal with...
Especially they don't have the experience.
Yes, they did not experience anything terrible, so they
and
are going
to... have seen
to...
very lazy people coming out of there.
Yes, yes, lazy lives. People who think... who consider themselves to be so strong, but they do not know, they have never been tested.
Yes.
Which is also a problem. When you are not in a situation of testing, then you have to check yourself because there must be something wrong.
Exactly. And I think the first check one should go through is a spiritual test.
Exactly.
Check your belief. Mm-hmm. Check your faith.
Yes.
Check the level of your faith, seriously, because that's the thing that's going to help you go through all the tests. That
because
even if you're
always in our prayers, we ask Allah to not to leave us on our own self, you know?
Yeah.
Don't leave me alone with myself.
That was the first prayer Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, used to do in the early morning. No, do not even leave me alone for tarfa da'ain, which is... Glimpse of an eye. Mm-hmm. Don't even leave me alone for this single moment because I will be ruined.
Because
Prophet says I'll be ruined.
Because even if you think you are doing well and everything is just so pitchy, you're wrong. You don't know that God has left you all alone.
Yes.
And he no longer cares about what matters to you, you know?
That's the worst case scenario.
Which is very horrible. Yes, it is horrendous and so difficult to tolerate. I hope that does not happen to anyone because it is misery.
Yeah. One more verse from the Holy Quran that gives us this hope again to go through these tough situations is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna ma'al usri yusra.
That is very nice. I always use that throughout life because it works everywhere.
It does work.
He has promised us that no matter how much difficulties you're suffering from, in the end, there would be happiness.
I the worst is along with this pain, there's happiness.
Exactly.
And if a person realizes his difficult times, he'll see he's growing each passing second. He's being blessed each passing step. And the more he's going through difficulties, the more he's getting closer to Allah.
Exactly.
Because the worst says, Inna ma'al usri yusra.
I guess it's a spiritual journey. Whatever test happens to you, whatever difficulty and obstacles come into your way and get into your path, they're going to help you grow bigger and bigger. Your soul actually is going to create some wings for itself.
Exactly.
And it would fly pretty much easily wherever it tends to go.
You know, Lady Zahra salamu alayha said that the troubles that came to me, if it came to someone else, the days would have turned into nights.
Exactly.
But she's the lady who is remembered today.
Mm-hmm. And she is in the end, in the other world, she is going to make a lot of changes.
Exactly. And she's making changes. You just recite her name.
Exactly.
It makes miracles.
She's the mother of all. So she must be doing.
So she has been through the toughest of the troubles ever. Even her father, like Prophet Muhammad, for whom may peace be upon him and his purified progeny, for whom the entire world, entire universes were created.
Exactly.
Like Allah says, he calls him when he's depressed to the situations by those ugly people, those ignorant people of Mecca and Medina.
Black-hearted people.
Exactly. When he is so much depressed, going to the toughest of the times, Allah comes and consoles him. The one who is enwrapped, who has enveloped himself in the garments. When do you envelop yourself in the garments? When do you take a blanket and cover yourself? When you're sad.
Yes.
When you're going through the toughest of the times and you're depressed that I am
you
done with
you. Don't want
this.
Anyone to see you or come into your shell.
No one is like, you know, listening to me. I'm going through the toughest of the times and see the connection. Allah comes in and consoles him. So it's the belief when you're doing something in the way of Allah, He himself comes and consoles you.
Yes.
When you're doing something for him, when
this
you're making
very
you
nice
believe,
thing God himself is going to soothe your pain.
Consoles you. That's so like nice.
Yes.
And God sometimes suggests us, like he is suggesting his prophet that just leave these people. Do not, you know, go behind them so much. It's okay. You have performed your duty. Let them come. They come, they come. They don't come, don't care about them.
Yes, don't bother yourself.
Yeah, you have bothered yourself a lot.
And just like this that we're talking, every time that we're together, time runs so fast. Now, again, we're running out of time and still we have a lot more to say.
We have a lot
so
more to say.
So, dear youth from all around the world, whoever who's listening to us, tough situations would create a strong people. So never feel hopeless if you are in a terrible situation or if you are in a turbulent
especially
ocean.
Keep your belief very, very firm.
Trust,
very,
put very your firm. Trusts on God.
And do not compare yourself.
That is the point.
Even if you want to compare yourself, look down.
Look down. A silent sea does not make a perfect sailor.
Wow.
Yes.
That's how you made it all.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Asma. Thank you, dear listeners. You had been listening to IRIB English Radio.
Youth Station.
And in case you want to listen to our programs again, this program or any other program, you can go to...
There's a big archive in parstoday.com, Call of Islam, and then all the programs you wish to listen to are there waiting for you.
You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.